Hi guys, welcome to another episode of From a Girl's Girl. How are you guys? I hope you guys are doing much better than I am. I'm not doing great at all, but I'll talk about what's going on with me in the future after I've processed everything. I'm just glad it has nothing to do with relationships or a man. Thank God. Honestly, thank God. Today, I want to talk to the lover girl. The girl that loves love. The girl who wants to be loved and wants to love, but constantly finds herself torn between choosing herself and her desire for love and connection and her need to protect herself from potential harm. The lover girl who knows when to leave. The lover girl who doesn't settle. The lover girl who is emotionally exhausted from the repeated leaving. No one talks about how hard it is being a lover girl who constantly has to choose herself when all you want to do is to choose love. As a lover girl, all you want to do is love, be loved, and be in love. But we constantly have to protect ourselves from potential harm by being alert and aware of red flags. And this requires a lot of mental strain because as lover girls, we lead with our hearts, not our minds. But because people take advantage of our precious hearts and the love we have to give, we have to lead with our minds. Our hearts fall in love in a split second, and when that happens, we love the person more than we love ourselves. We ignore the red flags and we start to tolerate a lot of nonsense because we love this person. If you are a lover girl and you don't want to get taken advantage of or you don't want to get hurt, you have to lead with your mind, not your heart. Your heart will catch on later. And this is not to say that you must date someone you don't like. It's simply letting your mind make all the decisions because our hearts fall in love in a split second. And we all know falling in love with someone in a split second doesn't work. On the podcast, I'm always advocating for women to choose themselves and to not date from a place of desperation. But choosing yourself over and over again is really not easy. It requires a lot of mental strength, discipline, self-love, and bravery. As a lover girl, when you get into a relationship or you start talking to someone, you're excited and you hope things are going to work out and you hope that, okay, it's going to last, you're going to stay and you won't have to leave. But then as soon as you realize that the person you're with is not who they say they are and everything with a big facade, you end up having to leave. Or when you're getting to know someone and all of a sudden this person starts acting funny and then you have to leave again. Because you don't tolerate nonsense, you don't settle and you're not desperate even though you're a lover girl. Every time you leave, you feel disappointed. Even your friends and family get disappointed when you tell them that, hey guys, things didn't work out. Sometimes this feels like a never-ending cycle, a cycle where you're faced with disappointment after disappointment. The emotional labor that comes with the disappointment is exhausting. With every failed attempt at dating, you're exhausted, sad, and losing hope. I know a lot of lover girls who don't settle, myself included, are experiencing this. They are constantly leaving when all they want to do is stay, love, and be loved. But the risks always outweigh the benefits. Leaving and choosing yourself over and over again is not nice and it's not easy. It has to be done, but it's not nice and it's not easy. And sometimes it takes a toll on you. The exhaustion and emotional labor of repeated leaving definitely gets to you when you're a lover girl. When I say repeated leaving or constantly leaving relationships, I'm not talking about people who leave relationships because they are scared of love. I'm talking about lover girls. I'm talking about lover girls who don't settle. These are girls who love love. When lover girls or women in general complain about not settling and constantly leaving a situation or relationship, a lot of people often tell them to just decenter men. But decentering men doesn't solve all your problems, and I've noticed that people have different definitions of what decentering men is. To some women, decentering men is hating men, which is misandry, and this is basically the opposite of misogyny. To other women, it's blocking out relationship-related content to focus on themselves, their own needs, and well-being. To others, it's challenging patriarchal norms and structures that have historically marginalized women and other groups. And to some women, decentering men is prioritizing women's voices, experiences, perspectives, and creating a safe space for their stories to be heard and addressed. I relate to the latter. Additionally, decentering men, to me, is not living for the validation of men. or going through life hoping and wanting to be seen or picked by a man. Not that I don't want to end up with a man or get married, I'm just not going through life performing to be picked, and I'm not basing the success of my life on being married or having a man in my life. That's what decentering men means to me. My definition of decentering men can be different to yours, and that's okay. We don't have the same experiences and we don't want the same things. So repeated leaving is not an indication of you entertaining the wrong guys or anything like that. It's simply you being aware of red flags, listening to your instincts, knowing what you won't tolerate, and choosing to protect your peace and well-being. Something that's also exhausting, well, not really exhausting, but annoying about being a lover girl that knows when to leave or being a lover girl that's constantly leaving is that you start developing a tough exterior to protect yourself. To protect yourself from being hurt in a world where love and relationships can be unpredictable and potentially hurtful. I say this is annoying because you always have to be guarded around someone until you know what their intentions are. It's like you're constantly waiting for them to do something so that you can say, okay, I'm out, I'm leaving. So you're always on guard, always waiting for them to do something. Although it's a bit annoying, it's also a good thing because it stops you from oversharing, opening yourself up too soon, trusting and loving too quickly. It's literally practicing vulnerability and openness while maintaining healthy boundaries. The toll of repeated leaving affects women to a point where they start saying the lover girl in them is dead or the lover girl inside them is dying. Because of the constant disappointment they come across in the dating world, others are losing hope and they're starting to think that they should just settle or stop dating altogether. It's really disheartening that we have to change the way we approach love because people don't know how to receive and handle the love we give. Instead of being appreciated for loving and having a big heart, your heart and genuineness gets taken advantage of. It's really disheartening. However, when the exhaustion of the emotional labor starts getting to you and you feel like you just want to settle, please remember how hard you worked on yourself. Please remember how hard you worked on yourself to be okay with being alone and at peace with yourself. How hard you worked to heal and to get over the many lessons God threw your way. Remember the experiences you went through. Remember why you made the decision to never settle and ignore red flags again. Remember, settling is self-betrayal. Think about how hard you worked to get to a point where you're not scared of losing anyone but yourself. You didn't get this far just to come this far. I think Kim Kardashian said something like this. And you're not going to undo all the work that you've done on yourself just because you desire a connection with someone. You're not doing that. I heard someone say, people who value themselves will never put themselves in a situation or position where they can lose themselves. And this is so true. Remember how much you value yourself before you consider settling because you're tired of leaving. And stop doubting your reasons for leaving and not settling. I know it's exhausting, but you also know what you deserve. I know I said this, but I'm going to say it again. Being a lover girl who knows when to leave and being a lover girl who doesn't settle is very brave. Because you are not controlled by the strong desire you have for a romantic connection. And we all know lover girls just want to love and be loved. They just want to be loved. So the fact that you can choose yourself and leave when you're not happy or when you're not being treated the way you want to be treated is really something to be proud of. I completely understand people who are losing hope. But please don't allow bad relationships from the past and people who didn't know how to handle and appreciate your love to ruin love for you. They got away with it in the past. Don't allow them to ruin your hopes and dreams of being in love and finding love. Stay true to yourself, armor up with boundaries, and remember why you don't settle. I read a beautiful quote that read, "To remain soft in a harsh world is no easy task. We have fought wars to be this gentle. How brave of us to continue loving and breathing." It's a beautiful quote and I feel like it's so relevant right now for a lot of people, especially lover girls who are losing hope because they've been hurt in the past and they just feel like, okay, they just want to stop being lover girls and they just want to give up altogether. The dating scene might be a nightmare right now, and the exhaustion from the emotional labor is not making things easy at all. But we have to stay hopeful because sexting is just not it. Something people don't realize is that being a lover girl who knows when to leave can be really lonely. All they see is somebody who's strong, somebody who loves themselves, somebody who knows their worth and value. But being a lover girl who knows when to leave can sometimes be lonely, especially in a world where people have kinda normalized staying and suffering just for the sake of love and where relationships are glorified. So it can be a bit lonely from time to time, especially if you think that you're the only one going through what you're going through. But many women out there are experiencing the same things that you're experiencing, or someone out there has experienced something that you're experiencing right now. And it's important for us to talk about such things so that people who are struggling out there or people who feel like, okay, they're doing this thing all by themselves, don't feel alone. So yeah, in closing, being emotionally exhausted from being a lover girl who doesn't settle is normal. When the exhaustion gets to you, please remember why you made the decision to never settle. Thank you so much for listening. I'm about to get load shed right now. So that's it for today. I love you guys so much. Please follow the podcast on Instagram. The handle is From a Girl's Girl. It's just one word. And please follow the podcast wherever you're listening. Bye for now.